Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Good evening. This is the host of B&K Bible Break, Derek Oliver. We're live on Blog Talk Radio. We just want to thank all those that are listening online and who called in to listen. Again, this is B&K Bible Break coming live on Blog Talk Radio. And I just want to say welcome to everyone that is listening. Hopefully you can hear me. I'm on remote. I'm in my house, actually. So I'm hoping that the sound is going out pretty well. my partner in crime, my wife, the lovely Lady Kay, took the day off. Her granddaughter's birthday is today, so they're, I believe, at a festival. So you have the one and only myself, the Chaos Man, operating the mic tonight. Hopefully I won't get in too much trouble on tonight. again, I just want to thank all those that are listening in on tonight. And I'm not going to be for you long. Just want to talk about a few things and giving honor to the Lord who's the head of my life and letting everyone know that, you know, I just want to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning in my right frame of mind and giving me the activities of my limbs and just for blessing me all together. It's been a wild week for me. There's some things that I talked about last week I want to address. I actually did do a 30-day red meat. I'm not going to call it a fast, but I'm just not doing red meat for the next 30 days. And today is actually, tomorrow will be day 7, so y'all continue to pray for me. Also, I'm going to get into the lesson a little bit tonight. I'm just going to talk about a few things and just ask that you continue to pray for me and my family. I didn't have a good week last week. I had to go to the doctor, sort of a testimony. And my doctor told me, actually it was last Thursday, that he didn't think that I could be able to go back to work again. I'm doing a lot of standing on my feet for a long period of time, doing a lot of damage, and being diabetic and all these other issues. He was just telling me, you probably want to reconsider going back because you don't want to lose those limbs. And I didn't like what I heard, and it just bothered me and been in a funk. Come to find out, the same day that the doctor told me that, my mother, who was 82 years old, had to go back to the hospital because she was eternal bleeding, and she had to go back to the hospital. And a guy that we gave groceries to had a surgery. He went to the hospital last Sunday and ended up coming, I think it was Wednesday. He had to have surgery, something to do with his heart. He's well. He's still in the hospital, but he's fine. But it was just a lot going on. And I really was getting to, I felt like I was going to get depressed because I couldn't go to work. It's not the fact that I can't work. It was the fact that when the doctor tells you, it just didn't look good. And I listened to the lesson that the First Lady Zachary preached. It doesn't always look like it is. And I got to thinking about that, and it just really brightened my whole day up yesterday. The message was for me, you know, and it's about faith. And, you know, God has the last say-so. And the doctor said something to me that made me mad, kind of pissed me off a little bit. He said, you got a house, man, just go clean out your garage, take some time and enjoy life. That's what he said. And after I thought about it and after I listened to the lesson on yesterday, and I know everyone that didn't hear the lesson, I'm not going to repeat the lesson. It's just on faith. And sometimes, you know, it always isn't as bad as it seems. It don't always look like that's what's going to happen. And as I was thinking about it, and I thought about what the doctor said that put me in a bad mood, go clean my garage, I told my wife, now that I think about it, I'm thinking that he probably really meant for me to clean my garage, but I think it was a word to clean my spirit. spiritual garage, and fix areas in my life that needs to be fixed with this time that I have off to do and enjoy life. You know, we do so much work here, work there, work here, work here, doing this, doing that, that we don't have time to really enjoy the blessings around us. And that's really pretty much my where I'm at today. I'm not thinking about work. I'm not trying to even go on that rampage because I know God has something greater for me. And sometimes he has to release you from things in order for you to go get what's greater for you. And now that my hands isn't tied, I'm in full effect. And some of the things that I was able to do and will be able to do throughout the week is, you know, tomorrow and during the rest of the week, during the daytime, I'm going to be riding around just giving away boxes of food. You know, you ride around the Walmart, Kroger's, Publix, there's always someone standing there with a sign that says, hungry, need food, need this, need that. And we're just going to start doing what the pastor instructed us to do by serving the community. And it just frees me up to do God's work. And when I say that I'm blessed, I am truly a blessed man. And God is just opening up other doors. And, you know, he's just continuing to bless me. So like I said, I just really think that it's a great thing that is going on. And with that being said, I just ask that you continue to pray for me and my family as we continue to you know, do what we have to do. And I'm just a blessed person. And that's really pretty much all I can say about that situation and everything, and talking about faith and everything. We're at the point where I'm just trying to be a better husband, a better father, just a better person. And the Lord has blessed me to free me up to do that. And some of the things that I'm going to be talking about today is just on faith. You know, we have to trust God. And the situations that look really bad or just looks a certain way is not necessarily mean that that's the way that the Lord wants you to look at it. And I'm a witness because last week was a rough week. My manhood was tested in a lot of other areas. You know, it's one thing to be saved, and it's one thing to be saved and live the way that the Lord will have you live and live by his word and go to his word for all situations, not just the ones that are beneficial to us, but in every situation. And I'm trying to, in this year, the Lord to use me to be made whole, to use me to uplift his kingdom. And I'm going to say some things, and I don't want to rush through what I'm saying, but what I'm saying is sometimes you got to look at yourself, and when you look at yourself, the corrections you make, you have to make not for people, but you got to make it for yourself and your relationship with the Lord. And I'm saying that because the devil has hit my house so hard over the last few months with this, that, and the other, and it's not even funny how he just keeps attacking. But then again, it's not even funny how the Lord keeps blessing us. And it's like, okay, Lord, what is going on? And because we are Christ-like, we're going to get attacked by the devil. Because we are Christ-like, we're going to get challenged in every aspect of our life. And if you think the devil is playing, he's not playing. He's coming after us, especially if you're trying to live and do God's will. He's going to come after you in every aspect of your life. And if you have any weaknesses, he's going to try to take you out through your weaknesses. And this is some of the things that I noticed. And this is a blessing. So I'm talking to myself tonight. So y'all just going to have to bear with me. Because when I finally found a job that was 5 minutes from my house, it was paying some mad money. And it had all the overtime. So I was in a great place. And now for the last 3 weeks, since the revival I had back in February, I haven't worked. But the Lord has been blessing me. And like I said, you know, my mom was in the hospital, so she's doing them all a lot better now. And the reason I'm bringing her up is because I made plans to go home for Mother's Day, and I'm going back to my old stomping grounds, and I'm going to spend, you know, Mother's Day with my mother and try to bring all her great-grandkids and great-great-grandkids and all of them together. And as I was setting something up, the Lord just blessed me. Now, you're probably going to, I know some of you sanctified folks ain't going to like this, but that's all right. Pray for me. Cat Williams, comedian Cat Williams, is going to be in the area that where my mother lives. And my mother said she wants to go, but then she changed her mind. She don't want to go. But I've already put the call in. And because I'm chaos, you know, I have a little bit of connections back in Ohio. You know, I just got three free tickets to go see Cat Williams in the VIP section. And I'm not saying that, but God will have favor for you. God would have favor for you. I just booked the ticket last week because my wife is very proactive. She makes sure that when I do travel or we travel together that our stuff is taken care of. I just found another email from Southwest that I'm going to be flying home. I didn't tell my wife this, but I'm going to be flying home on Southwest there and back free. So, you know, the Lord is blessing me in ways that, you know, I don't have to pay for this, but I'm not working. The Lord has already, and see, a lot of times I'm looking at the negative, but yet if I continue to do what God has called me to do and be his servant and do what he asks to do, whatever my desires are, the Lord is going to meet that need. So, yes, I get to go if I decide to go to a show, take my mother, and I'm flying for free. So I'm not working, but yet I'm still going to be doing. That's nothing but the Lord. That's nothing but God. And I'm going to keep doing what God has called me to do. So if I'm not going to do work for the man, I might as well go ahead and go to work for the Lord. So you will see me out riding around giving people boxes of food throughout the week because that's what we're supposed to do. I'm not saying that so people can say, oh, Oliver doing a great job. I'm doing that because that's what I'm supposed to do. That's what the Lord called me to do. He put me in a ministry to where if this is what the leader said we're supposed to be doing, he heard it from the Lord, and that's what I have to do. I can't wait on other people to go out and do what God has called me to do. On top of that, there's going to be another revival coming up from chaos. Not because we're able, but it's just the fact we have to be in the community. And if I'm not going to work for man, I might as well work for the Lord. It's all about doing what God wants us to do. And I'm just excited in my spirit about where God is taking me to go. But at the same token, don't forget, the devil is busy. He's trying to shake my house up. He's trying to shake it up. And I feel like preaching right now, but I'm not going to go there. I need my wife with me so she can slow down and take a break for a minute. But I'm going to go ahead and say it because I know if she's listening, she's probably tripping about the going and flying on Southwest because, you know, I got a discount and all of that. But at the same time, and that don't go for you, wife. That's just for me. Just FYI. Just to say that, but at the same token, we have to listen to what God is trying to tell us. And there was a day, and we was at the revival, and I was upset. And this is all about faith, and it's all about listening to what God is trying to tell you from the words that's coming from the pulpit. And that Thursday, February, and it's recent, you know, took off work. We was at the Holiday Inn Hotel, and the first night of the revival, we were there. And only five people showed up. And then my spirit was crushed. Now, I'm sharing this with you, not to tell me don't look at the people, this, that, and the other, because I know that, but I was crushed. And then to top it all off, I was listening to Bishop preach. And a lot of times people say, well, you're very quiet. You don't get up and amen. Because when the word is being out, I'm trying to listen and receive so the word can work on me. And the pastor was saying some stuff when he was preaching, and it was bothering me what he was saying because I didn't want to hear it. And because I didn't want to hear it, I wanted to shut it down. So now that I'm looking at there's only five people, I'm in the flesh and I'm not in the spirit. And what he was saying, he talked about some things. And then after he talked about it, later on that night, my wife asked me about what he said, did I receive anything, because she was asking me about, you know, life insurance and stuff. And I said, yeah, we got life insurance. We ain't got a weird, we're good. But I knew we really wasn't good to where we're good to where the way the Lord would want me to be good. And as he was speaking to me as if the Spirit was speaking to Derek, this is what you need to do, this is what you need to do. And I shut it down. The reason I'm talking about this is because a lot of times when you hear something in the truth and it hurts, sometimes you have to be mature enough to take what is coming across the pulpit. It's not from the individual, but it's from God. And you got to hear what is being said, and then you got to apply it. Because the next couple of days as I was checking, I was covered, but it wasn't enough for my family. And as the man and the provider, you want to make sure everything is taken care of. So, yes, he was but the devil will come in and try to deceive you and make me look, and there weren't that many people, the word. Now, he wanted it didn't. And it's like every time you go to church, the word is for you. I was in church yesterday. I didn't know what the first line. I haven't talked. I didn't know what the word was coming out. But it blessed me so much because now it took me to look at things totally different. I could have looked at it one way and be in depression. The Lord just opened up doors just that quick. Just that quick. I hope I don't get in trouble for saying this because it's really my wife's testimony. But she had some issues last week she had to deal with. And she had to, and it's funny because the pastor preached on this too. She had to come out of some money. And it wasn't no small change. And on Saturday when she came out of the money that she had to pay, I swear to you, because I told my wife, those are the type of blessings I want. On Monday, in her account, I don't know where, and it wasn't tax money, so I don't want you to think we got taxes, because we ain't got our taxes yet. Matter of fact, I think we may even owe taxes, but it wasn't tax money. But whatever she had to dish out, the Lord replenished it back into her account. And she's the only woman that I know, and this is what I'm talking about, the Lord is blessing me and my family because we're one. She got a promotion, a pay raise in December, and just the 1st of March, she got another pay raise. So she's like, I'm like, how do you get two pay raises? And see, these are things that you can't even ask yourself. So every time things look one way, trust you me, if you're looking at it in your natural eyesight, you're probably going to get depressed. You're probably going to feel defeated. You're probably going to feel like you can't go on. But you have to look at things in God's eyesight. You know, faith isn't a thing that you see, but it's always something you hear, because if you hear God's word, all you got to do is remind him of what he promised us, and then you'll get it. He has to honor his word. If you're doing what you're supposed to do, the Lord will definitely make sure he'll look out for you. And I'm so excited because everything that I've done today, as far as my work day, the Lord has blessed me where I didn't have to do anything. It didn't cost me nothing. It was the Lord took care of it. And the Lord is telling me to tell me, to tell y'all, if you do what God tells you to do, he will take care of you. And even when the situation looked bad, and I've preached about it, I've said it on my show, how the devil was attacking me and my wife through the kids, even with each other, it's crazy how if you go to work for the Lord, you don't have time to deal with nonsense. And people say, well, we're praying, we're doing this. It's a lot more than just praying. You have to put these things in action. You have to move. What are you praying for? What are you doing? Are you going out doing what God has called you to do? Are you making yourself available for Christ? Are you making yourself available for your brothers? Are you making yourself available for your sisters? Are you making yourself available to do God's will and not your will? And we're so caught up, and I can get caught up in doing Derek's will that I lose focus on what God is calling me to do. And just with tonight, you know, I told my wife, you know, you take the day off. It's a nice day. You only get this time every so often, every Monday, to go do and enjoy life. And we will be enjoying life because we're working so hard for Christ. And if you work hard for Christ, believe you, he's going to reward you. He's going to make sure that you have everything that you need. You just have to keep your eyes on Christ. And like I said, I'm excited because God has really been blessing. Also, the devil's been trying to take us out too. There's no easy way of saying it. We got rebellious kids, and we got situations. We got kids with health issues. There's a lot of stuff going on. We got some crazy folks out there that just don't like us. So there's a lot of stuff going on, and I have to be a better person. If I look at it in the natural, I'm going to be packing my little weapon, and I'm not going to try to shoot to kill with the natural gun. I'm going to try to shoot to kill with the spiritual gun. Because if you try to shoot to kill with the spiritual gun, trust you me, anything that can run away the devil is the word of God. And when you run the devil away with the word of God, that's what happens. He'll flee. If he don't flee, you'll be able to have that person that got the devil in them. They can be delivered just through you doing what God would have you to do with them. And that's really all I got to say for the D&K Bible. I am excited for where my business is going. I'm excited for where my life is going because I can see, and I'm going to say this too, because I know there's people who don't like me and people who want to see us fail and succeed. You know, that's not going to happen because I know the Lord that I serve is going to always keep me. He's going to keep me in the right place because I know I'm going to serve him. And if I'm serving him, I can't be defeated, even with haters, even with people who don't like me, even with people who are talking about me. People talking about me right now as I'm talking, and the only thing I can tell them is I'm going to pray for you. You know, I'm not going to be chaos and say what I really want to say because it's not what God is telling me to do. I'm going to pray for you. And when I pray for you, I'm going to be sincere. Because don't think that I don't or my wife don't have the Holy Ghost, that we don't see what we see. We just may not talk about it. My wife said I talk too much, and I need to start listening to her a little bit more often and just let the Lord handle certain things. I don't have to be the handle. But because that's the man that's in me, and that's because that's where I'm at, and that's the way we do things. But at the same token, the Lord is going to do everything. And at the end of the day, all that negativity talking and everything that's been going on, you know, the devil, you're going to have to deal with the Lord by what you're saying and what you're doing. And with all the chaos that's going on in the world, and this isn't from the devil. We're blaming the devil for a lot of stuff. It's not the devil. Is not the devil. It's miserable people who wants to start stuff and see you fall. That's people in your family. That's people in your household. And that's even people in the church in just that order. They don't want to see you succeed. They don't want to see you happy. And as long as they can find a little bit of dirt, that's what it is. That is exactly what it is. So with that being said, I'm hoping everyone can hear me and everything. I'm hoping and praying that we can get ourselves in a place of joy, in a place of having the joy of the Lord, and also having the faith to believe that whatever you're going through, whatever it looks like, don't look at it in the natural. Look at it in the spiritual. Look at it in the spiritual. And I'm 100% sure that when you do it like that, you will have faith to become an overcomer of whatever it is that is that is trying to take you out, that's stressing you out, that you're trying to walk. And you know, the devil, like I said, is trying to get at us every way that he can. And you know, I'm just grateful for how God is blessing me. And not only that, I just, again, when Peter, and, you know, I know I'm going to get in trouble for using voice, I always go to Peter. Peter, to me, was one of my favorite disciples. And I love Peter because I see myself in Peter. And when the Lord, when he saw Jesus on the ocean and he told him to come out, and when he went out and he was walking, a lot of times that faith that gets you to walk out there is the same faith that he wants you to have when situations come up. You can't take your eyes off of Jesus, and you can't lean into your own understanding. You have to keep your eyes on him. And sometimes we are going to slip and we are going to fall. He'll be there to pick us up. And that's our reward. That's our shout. Because if we do fall, all we got to do is call on Jesus. He'll pick you right back up and take you to where you, and take you to safety. He'll pick you back up, and he'll make everything else calm around you. He'll pick you back up, and he'll walk back to the ship with you in the present condition that you're in, if you know how to keep your eyes on Jesus. And when you feel yourself slipping, all you got to do is call on the name of Jesus. And you got to have faith to believe that this stuff works. If I don't know nothing else, I know that Jesus works. Jesus works. Jesus is it works. When you call his name, it works. When you call his name, he will show up. But to that, you have to be willing to call him and call him in truth. He can't come in no mess. You have to be in truth. You have to really want him. And when he'll be there. And when he gets you and picks you up and takes you back, that's what it is. So it's very important for us to know that it is by faith. And by faith, you know, you can conquer all things. All you need is a little bit. You don't need a lot. You just need a little bit. And it is a saying, you know, you start it, he'll finish it. If you faithful enough to believe and have the faith to start something, the Lord will finish it. When a woman was making the cake and she didn't have everything, she had enough to get started. You got enough to get started. Because if he woke you up this morning, he gave you breath to breathe. And I'm going to say this in closing. I hope I don't go to preaching. But the same thing that you got when you was born, you have it right now, and that is breath. You didn't have no diapers. You didn't have no Similac. You didn't have no milk. When you was brought into this world, you came in butt naked, but you had breath. And you got breath right now. And the breath you got, you can say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I can get through all things through Christ. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, because you have breath to speak it into existence. If you have just a little bit of faith. How do you get faith? Faith comes by what? The word of God. Hearing the word of God. Hearing the word of God. You got to hear this thing. And then when you become a hearer of it, now you got to become a doer of it. And it's very simple. I'm sitting here today, and it's funny to me that a few days ago, I was ready to quit. I was ready to go into depression. And what the doctor said about go clean in my garage, I told my brothers, both my brothers this, when we was talking about my mother, and both my brothers, you know, and when people laugh at you, you know, that's probably a good thing. Because, man, go enjoy life. People would love not to be able to go to work. People would love to be in your situation right now. And all the stuff that I'm doing, and I'm not even working. I'm not working, and the Lord is blessing me. So just 30 minutes ago, I'm on the phone with an airline. They said, yeah, you have free tickets. Plus, I got a $6 credit. I don't know what it's going to buy on the airplane, but this is the things that when I say these things, the Lord is blessing. And this is no tax money. And the only thing I can say is thank you, Lord. So when people talk about my little chaos show and we don't reach people and we're not serving people, that's a lie. And I just want to get it out there so people, you know, keep doing what you're doing. Keep talking about Elder Oliver. Please do. Because the more you talk, the Lord is showing me, the more he's blessing me. The more you talk about my wife, the more she gets blessed. The more you try to come against us, whether it's the kids, family, friend, whoever, and I called all of them out there because I want them all to be on notice, the more you try to come against us, the stronger we get. And I'm going to speak for my wife tonight, and I'm going to speak for myself tonight, because at the end of the day, we got Christ. And if for some strange reason, something, I leave her, I go talking crazy, she going to be okay because she got Christ. If for some strange reason she start talking crazy, I'm going to be okay because I got Christ. And like I said, I can't help who follows Christ, who don't follow. That's not up to me. But if you're talking crazy, expect crazy things to happen to you in your life. And I'm not trying to say that I'm ecstatic. I'm we went through so much hell the month of from September all the way through December, January, just mess after, and the Lord has shown me and my wife who's in control. Long as we look at it from a spiritual angle and not from a natural angle. And one other thing, and I really am going to close out because I'm feeling good over here by myself. Somebody said that they were not comfortable in our house. And I felt bad for a minute, and I'm like, wow, that's deep. And then my wife said something to me, and I really don't care now. She said, you know why they don't feel comfortable? Because God's presence is in this house. And they don't, and anyone that comes in our house that don't have the presence of God, they're going to feel uncomfortable. You're not going to like it. And those, that goes for them so-called phony church folks, too. If you come over here and you don't feel comfortable, that's because the presence of God is here, and it's troubling you because you don't have the Spirit of God. And when you don't have the Spirit of God and you come around people who have the Spirit of God, it troubles you. That's why I rub people the wrong way, because the Spirit of God is on. You can't tell me God ain't blessing me. Can't no one tell me that. And not that you would try to tell me that I would listen anyway, but God has been too good to me and to my family. I'm good. I am good. And now I'm going to get ready to close out. I'm going to pray, close out, because I'm good, because I am on the Lord's side, and everything that looks the way that it looks, it's not, it don't even seem like that. Yeah, we got problems with kids in our house, and we got them. They're like everybody else do. But one thing about us, the presence of God is in this house. And as long as that presence of God is in this house, everybody that's in my house is going to be protected by the presence, whether they're comfortable or uncomfortable. And you can take that straight to the spiritual bank and cash it. They're going to be protected. Not because I said so, because God is going to watch over them from the work that we're doing. And with that being said, I just want to tell everyone thank you. I really want to send a shout out to my church family, because y'all put me in a position to go to another level with the teaching and the preaching. Not even knowing what's going on in my life, the word every Sunday, every Tuesday, like clockwork. That's how you know you're in the right church. And when the word hurts and you got to nudge every now and then, the word is working on you so you can become better. I'm a better person from the word I heard yesterday. I'm going to be a better person from the word I hear tomorrow. I'm going to be a better person because I know that word that's coming is for me and my family. So with that being said, remember one thing. It don't always, and I'm sorry for stealing this from the First Lady, it don't always look the way it looked. It don't. If it looked bad, okay, it's okay, but look at it from a spiritual eyes. Look at it from a spiritual place. It's not that bad. With that being said, again, I want to send a shout out to my beautiful wife. I hope you're enjoying yourself.
I know you're probably texting me now. I get a lot of texts coming in and everything. I hope that hopefully you got something out of it. If you didn't, it was just me talking, encouraging myself. And sometimes you got to encourage yourself. And since I have a platform, and that's what I'm going to encourage myself. And for those that are listening all over the place, especially, and when I say especially in my hometown, just know that with all the hell we went through, God is still in control. And when we come back, don't think we're coming back with front. We're coming back to enjoy life because God wants us to enjoy life. It's not that we're rich. It's not that we balling on. We're just blessed people of God. If you look at the work we put in, we're blessed. And I'm not saying other people ain't working, ain't doing this, ain't doing that. But I really believe, I really believe that me and my wife found a formula for this thing to work. We have our ministry inside our home with D&K. We're doing ministry at our church. And then we have our other ministries that we do separately. So all whole days consist of doing the Lord's will. And the Lord has been showing us, even during this rough patch that we went through, that he's going to continue to take care of us. And he got us. So with that, and for the people who do support us, people who do encourage us, you know who you are. I don't got to call your names out. You know who you are. We thank you. We appreciate you. And as we continue to encourage you, pray for you, you do the same for us. And life will be so much better without all the stress. Yeah, we're going to have kid issues, grandkid issues, son issues, daughter issues. We're going to have them. But thank the Lord we got the presence of God with us as we go through every situation. And every situation is not a loss. It's a lesson. So with that being said, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you. We want to thank you, Father God, for just blessing us. Father God, bless those that are listening. Father God, bless those that are that are listening by phone or by internet. Father God, we ask you to touch each and every one of them right now, Father God. Father God, give them the strength, Father God, to hold on to your name, Father God. Father God, give them the strength to be able to be encouraged, Father God, to continue to do your will. Father God, we just ask that you just strengthen our pastor, all our elders, all our deacons, evangelists. Father God, just touch each and every one of them, all the members of Praise Tabernacle Church. Father God, all members of every other church, Father God. Father God, I ask you to touch my family right now, Father God. All my brothers, Father God, touch them. My sister, touch her right now, Father God. Father God, I just ask that you continue to lead and guide us right now, Father God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Don't forget, tomorrow night at 7 p.m. is Praise Tabernacle Bible Study. We will be on tomorrow. Same phone number, same internet station. Hopefully you guys got something out of this. And I'm hoping and praying that don't let the situation, don't look at it in the natural, look at it in the spiritual. With that being said, y'all have a great day.